The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
There's a lot happening these days. But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters, without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that takes a flying leap through history every day of the week. I'm Gabe Lousier, and today we're talking about how the mathematical necessity of Leap Day gave rise to a romantic and somewhat progressive custom. The day was February 29th, 1288. According to Scottish legend, Queen Margaret passed a law allowing women to propose marriage to men on Leap Day. As you probably know, the shortest month of the year runs one day longer every 4 years, giving us February 29th, or Leap Day. The creation of this cyclical pseudo-holiday came about through the combined efforts of ancient Roman Emperor Julius Caesar and 16th century Pope Gregory XIII. Both men were trying to reform the inaccurate calendars of their eras, and slipping in an extra day every 4 years was their way of accounting for a quirk of the Earth's orbit. We tend to think of a year as exactly 365 days, but in reality, it takes the Earth about 365 and a quarter days to make a complete trip around the Sun. Leap Day was a clever solution for making the calendar align with a true solar year. But as vital as it was for reforming the calendar, no one could have guessed that it would also play a role in reforming the social norms of marriage proposals. Throughout Eastern Europe and beyond, there's a long-standing tradition that on February 29th, the gender roles are reversed, and the women ask the men to marry them. The exact origins of the custom are murky, to say the least, but the prevailing theory is that it started in Ireland during the 5th century. According to legend, it was on a February 29th long ago that Bridget of Kildare paid a visit to the venerable St. Patrick. The Catholic nun had been inundated with complaints from single women whose intended husbands were taking too long to pop the question. So, acting on their behalf, Bridget asked St. Patrick to relax the church's strict gender roles so that women would be permitted to propose marriage themselves. St. Patrick wasn't willing to go that far, but he allegedly compromised by declaring that women could propose to men once every 4 years on Leap Day. At that point, Bridget supposedly dropped to one knee and proposed to St. Patrick, and while he's said to have declined, he did at least let her down gently by gifting her a silk gown and a kiss on the cheek. It's worth noting that most historians question whether this meeting ever really happened, with many believing that Bridget of Kildare was actually a composite of several different women rather than a single person. If she was real, and if she did meet with St. Patrick, she likely would have been a young child, making it even less likely that she would have raised the issue of women's proposals, much less made one herself. Nonetheless, the story of this likely made-up encounter circulated throughout Ireland and was later enshrined in Irish custom as Bachelor's Day. From there, the concept is said to have been taken to Scotland by Irish monks, where it was then adopted into law in 1288. The Leap Day legislation didn't just formalize women-led proposals. It also established a fine system based on the consolation prizes that St. Patrick allegedly gave Bridget. According to the Scottish law, any man who declined a proposal on Leap Day had to pay a penalty of clothing to the woman he jilted, usually a dress or, even better, a pair of gloves, so that she could hide her embarrassment over not having an engagement ring. The law was supposedly passed by Queen Margaret of Scotland, also known as the Maid of Norway. But just like with the meeting of St. Patrick and Brigitte, there's a lot of skepticism concerning the law and Margaret's involvement. For starters, there's no written record of the law. There's mention of it in other medieval writings, but the royal edict itself is conspicuously missing. Even more suspect, though, is the fact that Queen Margaret was only about 5 years old when the law was said to have been passed. She had ascended the throne 2 years earlier after the passing of her grandfather, King Alexander III of Scotland. None of his children, including Margaret's mother, were alive at the time of his death, so the Scottish lords controversially declared the infant Margaret as their queen. It's long been debated whether Margaret should even be considered a true monarch of Scotland, especially since she lived in Norway, never visited Scotland, and died just 3 years into her reign. Given all that, it seems dubious that the young ruler would have made it a priority to codify St. Patrick's declaration on marriage proposals. But whether she did or didn't, the legend of the law soon inspired the public to hold leap year balls and celebrations, where the women would ask the men to dance, and in some cases, even to marry. Part of the reason for the tradition's proliferation could be that leap year was not yet recognized under English law. That meant that February 29th existed in a kind of legal limbo, which may have made it seem more permissible to break from social conventions on that unusual day. In any case, the custom spread all over Europe during the next several centuries. By the 1600s, it had reached Denmark, where the penalty for refusing a woman's proposal was 12 pairs of gloves, and Finland, where the price was set at enough fabric to make a skirt. The tradition lives on, to a lesser extent, in all those places, and has even inspired another pseudo-holiday in the form of Sadie Hawkins Day in the U.S. Check out our November 15th episode on cartoonist Al Capp to learn more about that one. Fortunately, Western society is now at a point where we no longer need a specific day to stomach the idea of women proposing marriage. In general, people are free to propose to whomever they like, whenever they like, though there are still some egregious exceptions in some parts of the world. Getting married on a leap day is considered unlucky in Greece, and to be sure, leap day weddings do carry some disincentives. For instance, couples only get to celebrate their anniversaries every 4 years, which means they get 1/4 of the gifts, too. Of course, there's no such deterrent for getting engaged on a leap day. In fact, St. Patrick or Queen Margaret or whoever may have been onto something with the idea of pairing love with leap day. It could be argued that the rare nature of the occasion makes it the perfect time to pop the question. After all, finding someone to spend your life with is a rarity as well. And just like with Leap Day, by the time the chance comes around again, you may not be there to see it. Better to take the leap while you still can. I'm Gabe Lussier, and hopefully, you now know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If you enjoyed today's episode, consider keeping up with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHCShow. And if you have any comments or suggestions, feel free to send them my way by writing to thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks to Chandler Mays for producing the show, and thanks to you for listening. I'll see you back here again tomorrow for another day in history class.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.